Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Dan Menigan in for Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. You've got it locked in right here as we get you ready for Saturday's game at 4:30 p.m. You'll be able to watch it on ESPN. You'll be able to listen to it right here on your home of the Browns, 92.3 The Fan. Andrew Siciliano, Nathan Zagura, Gerard Cherry will have their broadcast here. It's going to be something. I don't totally know how to sell it. I don't totally know what it's going to be. It's, you know, we've got some Bailey Zappe that we're going to watch. Quarterback 4-0. We've officially done it. We've made it to the 40th quarterback. Let's hope with everything in us, we don't make it to 50. And so we go out to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And we bring in Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. Mary Kay, we've done it. 40 quarterbacks. Who'd have thunk? Who would have ever thought? How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mary Kay. I'm doing really well. So Bailey Zappe will get the start for this. Is this to try to find a spark, or is it kind of just, why not? Let's see what's here.
It's probably a little bit of, why not? Let's see what's here. You've got him in the building. And I think that Dorian showed you a lot of what he was going to be about for this particular season in the previous two starts. And here's another thing to consider. When you have a young, developing quarterback like Dorian Thompson-Robinson, you don't necessarily want to shatter his confidence. And I think that if he went out there and had another poor game and threw a couple of more interceptions in Baltimore and lost in a big way and had stats such as zero touchdowns against eight interceptions or something like that, that could really hurt him, not just for here, but for elsewhere if he tries to go and get another job somewhere. So I think that it's the prudent and wise thing to do. Let's see what Bailey Zappe has. He's fresh. He knows the system. He's won four games. He's won some pretty decent games in his two seasons, and I just think it's time to give him a shot.
So do you believe the door is shut on DTR as a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I don't know if it is or not, because Ken Dorsey, when we were talking to him the other day, was saying that they want to continue to develop him. Now, will it actually turn out that way? No one knows for sure because we don't know the quarterback plans. We will talk to Andrew Berry this coming week, and we will grill him on those kinds of things. We probably won't get any definitive answers, but, of course, we will try. So we'll see. I don't know if DTR will come back or if they will try another young quarterback, but they will have a young quarterback of some sort on the roster.
Right, and that makes sense, Mary Kay, because it's the old Ron Wolf method of drafting. You know, it's okay, well, you take a quarterback in every single draft because either A, they become a starter, B, they become a backup that you trade, C, they become a backup for you, or D, you move on. Like, that's how they've operated forever, and it seemed to always be the thing that has made sense for this team. The other question with it, though, is do you think they'll have a veteran to go with said rookie, or will it be rookie and, like, for lack of thought, DTR?
Well, they will have Deshaun Watson, so you can't rule that out of the mix either. So it's going to be Deshaun, and then it's going to be two other quarterbacks. The only thing that we really know for sure right now is that Deshaun is going to be one of the three quarterbacks on the roster, or at least in the building when the season begins. Now, in terms of the offseason, they'll probably have four at various points or for most of it, but Deshaun is going to be in the mix, and it's just going to be a matter of, do they draft a quarterback high in the first round? Do they go out and sign a veteran out there? Like, try to see if you can't land a Sam Darnold or someone like that. That might be aiming a bit high. But, you know, that's going to be the question is, who do they add into the room with Deshaun?
So, and we're gonna timestamp this. I don't want you to get aggregated. I don't want anything to come out of it, Mary Kay. So as of January 3rd, 2025, you believe that Deshaun Watson is a part of the quarterback picture for the Cleveland Browns in 2025, correct?
Oh, yes, but I've been saying that and writing that for a long time, and I know that I've ruffled some feathers with that along the way, but I've been saying that and writing that for weeks and weeks. I mean, you can go back probably maybe even a month now, 3 weeks or a month ago, where the headline on my insider is why the Browns will give Deshaun Watson a chance to come back and compete for the starting job. And it sort of shook the universe for some reason. And I was surprised about that because I thought it was pretty clear that he was going to do that. So, yes, that is going to be part of the situation for them. And it's just a matter of who else they have.
And a realistic shot at the quarterback job in 25, correct? Not just like the ceremonial, okay, throw a few passes here. All right, here's Kirk Cousins. Congrats, Kirk, you won?
I would say a realistic shot at it, yes. I would go ahead and say a realistic shot at it because if he comes back healthy from the Achilles and everybody pretty much expects him to do so, then he's going to have that chance.
Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Every turn that Jimmy Haslam has had to speak, he has said that Kevin Stefanski is safe, that Kevin Stefanski is not going anywhere. But the one who rarely comes up with that is Andrew Berry. Do you see Andrew Berry being safe as well?
Well, in my view, the only time that Jimmy has said anything about this topic was in a brief encounter with ESPN's Jeremy Fowler at the owners' meetings last month. So that's the only time that I've seen him say anything about that. And maybe he said something on TV at halftime of a game or something like that. Maybe I missed, but yes, he at that time included Kevin and Andrew Berry in that. And I expect both to be back.
So do you expect any kind of change on Kevin Stefanski's coaching staff then in the off season?
Well, there's always change on coaching staff in the off season. You're always going to lose some guys to coordinator jobs. Some guys' contracts will be up. I don't know if there will be the massive shakeup that there was on offense last year, but there will be changes. I don't know exactly what those are going to be yet. We'll find out very soon, I'm sure, because guys have got to plan for next season, and the Browns have to plan for next season. So we'll know sooner than later who's staying and who's going. But right now, I can't predict exactly who that will be.
Makes sense, Mary Kay. I mean, we're all day today. That's kind of how I feel. We're all day to day in all of this. Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So going into this game, is there anybody that you're kind of keeping an eye on at the bottom of this roster for the Cleveland Browns that could maybe make some kind of an impact going into next season?
Well, there are a couple of guys that I am interested in seeing what they have and what they can do. There's not a lot because there have been so many injuries that a lot of these guys have already gotten their chances and their opportunities throughout the season. But Jamari Thrash, he really hasn't gotten a chance to do very much yet, and I think he will this game because I talked to Mike Woods briefly yesterday. He's questionable with a knee injury, And I think there's a pretty decent chance he might have to sit this one out. And we, of course, know that Cedric Tillman's out, David's out. So somebody's going to have to go out there and fill in and catch the ball. So let's see what Jamari Thrash can do. And then Jim Schwartz talked up Juwan Briggs, defensive tackle, seventh rounder. Let's keep an eye on him a little bit and see what he's got. You want to see more of Mike Hall. He's shown some explosiveness, and that's good. Trying to think. There aren't really too many other guys right now that I'm thinking, geez, they really need to take a look at this player. Cam Mitchell will get more playing time with Denzel and Greg both out, but he's already gotten a lot in the past. So, yeah, those are some of the guys to watch.
The other one as well is I wonder if they think they may have an option. Isaiah McGuire has looked really good for this team, and he continues to be one of those guys that I'm just impressed with every single week, how he's able to just completely disrupt what offenses want to do. Do they see a guy like a Isaiah McGuire as possibly taking on a more prevalent role in the future in Jim Schwartz's defense?
Yeah, and I didn't even mention Isaiah because he's already been thrust in there, and he's done a really nice job, and he's already a key part of the mix. But you're right, he's someone that will be a core player moving forward in 2025, along with Alex Wright coming back from his injury. So Isaiah has really done a nice job this season, and he will continue to be a key player for this team.
Do we know anything on Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah? What is going on with him? What his future may hold? Because, boy, anytime he seems to be brought up, Mary Kay, they kind of give you the generic answer and move on from there, and there is no more than the bare minimum when it comes to him.
Well, I've been writing this for a while. It's a neck injury, and it's an inexact science. You can't predict when someone will heal from an injury like that, at least not fully enough to go out and play some football. So it's not like a broken bone. It's not a ligament. It's not a surgery like that. You're dealing with a neck. It was a very scary neck injury, and we don't know exactly what his status is right now. We do know that Jason Tarver told us last week that he's still sort of traveling around with some doctors trying to figure things out. We do know that Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah comes from more of a alternative medicine standpoint, so I'm sure he's probably exploring all of his options in every way, shape, or form to get the best appropriate care that he possibly can in addition to everything that the Browns are doing. But at this point right now, we really don't know where things stand with him, and I think it's going to be a little bit of a wait-and-see proposition. But here's hoping for him and for the Browns that he can come back healthy next year.
Oh, gosh, yeah, because he's a wonderful person on top of that. I mean, as a show, we've been very lucky to sit down with him, I think, either two or three times. And it is always a warm personality and just a fun person to talk to who understands, you know, where football falls in his life and the level of importance to it, but then just also being a genuine good person as well. And so you want you root for a team to succeed, but you also root for people to succeed. And he's one of those for me, Mary Kay. I will always root for that guy to succeed.
Oh, definitely. And he was really establishing himself as one of the best linebackers in the NFL. And it was really cool to watch the lights come on for him over the past couple of years and really understand where he needed to be and how he needed to be there and what he was seeing and understanding space and all of that kind of stuff. So really, as you mentioned, just a great, great guy off the field as well. Really nice linebacker, and everybody is pulling for him.
Thank you very much for the time, Mary Kay. We really appreciate it. Reader every single day, Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer. A very happy new year to you and your family, and I'm sure we'll be talking because, boy, it just never stops, does it?
It certainly doesn't. Happy new year to you, too.
Quarterback 40. We made it, Mary Kay. We made it.
40. I can't believe it. And I've covered every single one of them. My goodness.
Oh, it's both hysterical and exhausting at the same exact time. Take care
it
and
really
talk
is.
Soon.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. We've helped over 20,000 wedding parties get suited up. And here's the deal. You don't need to rent a suit. For about the same price, you can own one that's perfectly tailored for you. Over 60% of our business comes from referrals because we make it so easy. Whether your groomsmen live nearby or out of state, we've got everything covered. Trust me, this is the easiest part of planning your wedding. Stop by Nick's Menswear and let us show you why we're the fastest growing suit company in the country. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.